When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations, always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude, are you ready? Boom. South Central Los Angeles. Woo! What you want to do? Oh, man, I got love for you guys out here. It is going down around town. I'm talking surround sound. Hit them with the dog pound, baby. It feels like a Friday to me, but that Thursday is the new Friday. I know how y'all singles and all y'all millennials act. Y'all be going to work wet on Friday because y'all already started y'all weekend. And we already started this show, man. Welcome to Never Shut Up. Y'all know what we do here. We learn life lessons. Yep. And we talk a little sports and entertainment and cover those in the media like nobody else. You know how it goes around here. We start off every show with, what's up with that dude? Other than banging on wax over here. Y'all remember banging on wax? The Crips and Bloods were actually rapping. He said, Pyru is Crip in reverse, but the C is on his back. That might be, all things considered, the best rap lyric ever. He said, against the enemy, Pyru is Crip on reverse, but the C is on his back. Y'all got to go home and digest that one. All right, y'all. So let's talk about what happened yesterday after the show. My wife kept filming. She's now learning that she has an on button, which means people in the media understand that. If you meet a lot of people in the media, celebrities, etc., they're a lot more introverted than you would expect. Not all of them. Trust me. I live in L.A. and Hollywood. I see them. Some of them, you'd be like, turn that off. You know who are actually on more? The ones who are trying to get up there, trying to become famous. The ones at the gym who also bartend, who also has an audition on Wednesday. You know them. Like, God dang, shut up. So my wife is learning that, you know, all these cameras and all this stuff in her face right now. She's filming. She got to be on. So, you know, instead of saying, yes, I love my family, she has to say, yes, I love my family. And, you know, at the end of that, I'm looking at her like, yes, I love something to eat. But she looking at me like, yeah, I love DoorDash. Get your ass out of my face. So that's what's going on around here. Other than that, if you guys see anything different, let me know. There are some things different around these parts. Yes, we have a new sponsor to Never Shut Up. So, yeah, man, you and I about to have some fun. Because we about to start playing for some funs. Yeah, little gambling, little skin in the game. Y'all know me, man. A prop bet all day. Blackjack all day. I declare war all day. Y'all gonna have to teach me the rest. Like poker and baccarat and all that. I think that's the one that spins. I don't know. But we're going to find out because BetUS is now an official sponsor of Never Shut Up. Woo-hoo-hoo. Getting some of that McAfee. When I said yeah, we going somewhere right now, people. Appreciate all the love and support. So you can go to WileyWins.com. Made it simple for y'all. WileyWins.com. You can see the bottom ticker. You can see the side. Go to WileyWins.com. Log on. Sign up. And get your 125% sign up bonus so we can start getting a little shit. I'm telling you, we're going to have some crazy prop bet. I'm going to make up a prop bet like, who going to have a looser braid on the field when they take the helmet off? Stupid stuff, right? Oh, man. I just got to do it, man, because why not? We're going to have some fun with this. What else happened to me yesterday? Had a tremendous call with a local foundation. Don't want to say too much yet because we have a lot in the works, but tremendous partner for us. They already feed the homeless. They already have Christmas toy drives. They already go to South Central and all the neighborhoods, help the kids out that are underserved, underprivileged, and give them opportunities. They also give them things during the holidays because they're less fortunate than most. Three-on-three basketball tournament. We talking about a pickleball tournament. We about to get the dang rolling out here. So appreciate them and their support and our partnership that's in the making. Then I went to practice yesterday, and I ain't gonna lie, I put on my hat. I put on that coach's hat for real. That old Bill Belichick, you know, not this new one. The old Bill Belichick, man. I went out there and got them kids right. I was like, look, y'all gotta be accountable. We have lost two games by a total of how many points? 7. That's one play. Actually, we win that game. At an 8-point with a 2-point conversion, we win those games. We lost two games by one play. And you know where that play is? It's not in your cleats. It's in your head. Pay attention. Be accountable. I ain't say it like that gangster, but I was like, yo, lock in and hold each other accountable. When you know he's not lined up right, you tell him. When you know that he's not going his hardest, you tell him. And you make sure you're doing it first. Oh, the little kid looking at me like, yes, coach, let's go. And I'm not lying. In all my practices, Phil Belichick will declare, yesterday was my best practice in any sport I've ever coached. So you know what that means on Sunday? We about to get boat raced. These kids, right? They use it all up on Wednesday practice. They're going to look a mess out there Sunday. Nah, we got some wrinkles. We got some things for these boys. I am literally, this is when experience matters. I am literally going deep in an NFL playbook to go out there and beat some 8-year-olds. It's going down. What else is going on? During that practice, I had to bring this up. MJ was acting like LaDainian Tomlinson in practice. Because y'all don't know LT like I know LT because I played with him rookie year. We drafted him in San Diego, et cetera. That's my guy. He never ran hard in practice. And it wasn't because he didn't work out and work hard. No. He was so protected. He was so precious. We needed so much of LT. No one touched him. And he would always just smoothly do everything. It was like he was almost getting gliding mental reps. And you better not get in his way. And he go at his speed. But he gonna make the cut and get the thing, but then it's just like this. I mean, people who were there know it. It was the smoothest glide you ever seen. Cause y'all seen him run top speed and it looked like he chilling. Boy, he be in practice just doing that. And MJ gonna pull that yesterday. Now, his knee was sore a little bit. I don't know. He got banged on during the game. But I was just like, come on, little man. Do better. Or BLT. That was great. BLT. Oh, what is LaDainian doing? If he don't have him a damn commercial with somebody looking at the camera, looking at them little kids. Hey, so a bunch of little kids at Pop Warner, MJ, anybody, you know, just spinning and all that. And then they stop and say, hey, want a BLT. Arby's, hook them up, LT. 5% if I see that damn commercial. That's dope. Other than that, I had a pickleball tournament yesterday, and let's just say none of us play like LT. We were horrible. Woo! Woo! There are levels in everything in this world, including just drawing, like, oh my God. Yes, I can really draw. Look, mommy, and then somebody else that's you in the first grade, second grade, be like, God dang. Look at scribble scrabble, right? We got out there and got our ass worked. I thought it was going to be a round robin, but we were on teams, so it was a mix and match. And let's just say they mixed us up with some other team and matched us with the wrong team. Wop, wop, wop. They were waxing us. We won 1 game out of 6. So, yeah, for all you people who know records, that's 1-5. Let's just say that ain't good. And I was the worst. I literally was like, my left knee hurt. And I'm a baby, so if anything on me hurts, everything hurts. I played that way. Give me the needle. Give me the cortisone. Give it to me. Because if something hurts, Everything hurts. I am a big baby. My nickname is Teddy Bear. Stop playing. So I'm sitting out there like, my knee hurt a little bit, and that's a lot. And I ain't moving for all them balls. And then that just threw off my timing, threw off my mechanics. I was sorry yesterday. I sucked. As Rodney Harrison would say, I was garbage. My dog, say it, brother, and say it with your chest. All right, y'all. Y'all know this show is powered by you and ProjectTransition.org. Yes, go to Project Transition. Y'all know what to do. ProjectTransition.org and help these kids in the community develop their inner power so they can show the world how great they are and be their greatest version. A lot of great partnerships happening right now with them. And this book is yours if you leave a recurring donation. That donation will support these kids even leaving their small borders in terms of locale. We got some opportunities right now brewing. We're taking kids outside the city, the state, to travel the country, the world, to go visit schools, visit colleges. That's usually for the athletes. How about the students? We taking them as well. And when you leave that recurring donation, you become a guy like this. Check this out. Who is this? Frank. I ain't gonna let you know what I wrote, Frank, but that's Frank. This could be you. Y'all gonna all screenshot and read it. I know y'all ain't slick. That could be you. Frank, this is what I do. Man, this is how much I love y'all for showing love for these itty bitties. This is my life, my life, my life. My man Marcus, he got some love. See, don't y'all want this at the crib? I ain't gonna show you all of them. This is my last one. Got a whole stack of them over there. Steven, all these guys are recurring donors. All those people are getting those books in the mail. Wanna send you one. Let you be next. BLT. BLT. All right, y'all. Let's get into this show right now. And let's BLP. Let's be like Pat, damn it. I'm the king of transitions, y'all. Pat McAfee out here getting it. Now, we all know he made the move from explicitly being on YouTube to now ESPN and YouTube. And the Pat McAfee show has achieved significant success. Let's talk about it. Let's give you some numbers, some big round numbers. 242 million total views in his first 4 weeks. God dang. That's a whole lot. That's 60.5. Woo, a week. Reaching an average of 1.4 million viewers and peaking at 1.9 million on ESPN's linear networks and YouTube. Okay, so the shows perform well digitally. It's linear viewership on ESPN has been more modest. That's what they're saying and reporting. With a peak of 415,000 viewers, y'all, and an average of 277,000 viewers, y'all, over the first 4 weeks. Immediately when I see that, I don't look at the product any different. I just look at how you guys digest the product differently, right? It's almost like a potato. I do this to my son all the time, but like, you want some French fries? Yeah, here. He'd be like, what? I don't want that. I'm like, it's a potato. That's how you make French fries. He said, well, make it turn into French fries. He wants to digest the potato a different way. I grew up, I used to eat the potato. Oh, they're so good. Y'all ever do that? Wet a potato? Oh, it's next level. So, tater tots, French fries, hash browns, whatever way you want to consume it and cook it up or whatever, still a potato, damn it. It's still Pat McAfee, but it's coming out in different ways. We're going to talk through why you guys like y'all potatoes differently. Because linear cable, you got to be there. Digital cable, be there when I want you. Be there when I need you. So the full 3 hour plus YouTube edition of the show has been particularly successful, averaging 500,000 viewers with a peak of 763,000 viewers. Good Lord, this boy over here eating. All right, so the clips from the Pat McAfee show on YouTube, the ESPN app, and social media have garnered over 213 million views in the first month. All right, enough numbers, damn it. Marcellus, I don't know what you're talking about. It just sounds like a lot. All right, so it is a lot. So ESPN is hoping, they say, more success on the linear platforms and to just keep balling out of control on the digital as you're doing. And your engagement is great as well. So here's Pat McAfee talking about this. And since he's been on ESPN, he says, quote, this show could have been an abysmal failure. We had no idea what was going to happen whenever we came over here to ESPN. I know our people were not happy that we necessarily were coming to ESPN. He talking about y'all. He ain't talking about his homeboys. He ain't talking about those on the cast and crew. He talking about y'all. Watch this. They were calling me a sellout. I was getting terrible things said about me to me from our people. These people were telling me terrible things. These people that are our fans were just, I mean, the messages I was getting from people about how much I let them down and how big of a fraud I am and how big of a sellout I am. All these things were terrible. Okay. Now, he reiterated that despite the show now operating under ESPN's banner, he was determined to change as little as possible. And the unfiltered nature of the show will remain. And they are still allowed to swear as much as they want, with the exception of the word, as my son says, F daddy word. He says the F daddy word. So, boy, we thought they were going to hate us, McAfee said. Now, there's still a long way to go, but it does feel as if what we are doing is potentially working a little bit, and we are incredibly grateful for all parties. Okay, McAfee, he was being too nice, too humble. He know this thing is rolling. Listen to when somebody says this, they basically like, I don't want to sound braggadocious, but he said, potentially working a little bit. Potentially working a little bit. You know what he really saying. We hit the ground running, huh? It's all good, big dog. Baby, baby, flex on him, man. So what I took from this is, man, y'all want it when y'all want it, on demand. That's how you want your potatoes. You want them cooked and sliced a certain way. Streaming, digital, that convenience that we all have now dabbled in and realized I can't go back. I can't go back. Oh, the selection of the content that you have and the power of the choice that we have as an audience to be like, I don't want to watch all that. I don't want to sit down at 9 a.m. and, nah, when I'm on break, I'm about to watch a part of this or a clip. And you're going to give it to me. And it's going to be exactly what I want. Because your whole show, 3 hours, I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear you talk about the Houston Astros. I'm ready for when you're talking about the Baltimore Ravens. Ooh, I see the Ravens segment. Got game over. We in the Jetsons, y'all. This is crazy, man. Love seeing this. It's so archaic now to even think that it still exists, but there was a world where that's all that existed, right? Where you had to be somewhere and you had to sit down and sit somewhere and watch something. Now, I get it with sporting events and I get it with concerts. And let me tell you this, that's even getting disrupted. Yep, look at church now. Church is like, first, you had to go to church. You had to wear your funeral suit. Remember that? Little kid. Remember I was telling y'all yesterday, I was sitting in church. Oh, God, Lord, Mama, please. This suit is too big and tight. It's too long and tight, Mama. So anyway, we went from that to now. Remember, the step before where we are now was this step. Oh, y'all not coming to church? Just come as you are. So then everybody started coming from the club. Hoochie Mamas. Everybody just looking a mess. Raider hat, t-shirt, and khakis up in church. Like, what up, Christ? I'm like, what? Church looked a mess. I ain't gonna lie. It did mess with my mind. Like, I'm in church. I'm trying to, you know, I'm listening. Bishop Noel Jones, my guy. I love him. And I'm like, yeah. And then I look to the right. Like, what she got on? Then I look to the left. What he got on? And then I look again over there. What pronoun they got on? I'm like, it's what y'all wearing up in here? Like, then I start dressing less. And then next thing you know, I'm like, why am I going? And then now that's where it is. I want to see Noel Jones kick. I'm over here chilling with some Crocs on. No socks. Crazy, man. So that's where the game is right now. Bill Gates told us, I'm going to tell you again. He said, content is king back in the late 90s. Then he said, everyone is going to be a content creator. That's all y'all. Anytime you put something online, you put it for public display, welcome to content creation, YouTube. Yep, even if you only got 2 followers and you one of them on your little fake site, your little dummy account, you are a content creator. And he also, they all put together and surmised that everyone's going to be their own channel. Yeah. So that was part of the fuel why I was like, let me get up out of here and get where it's going, right? Part of the fuel. All right, so I laugh, man, when you guys, the audience, clown McAfee. Told y'all. Go back to the old clips I had. And I laugh when you guys don't understand how this thing is going and how it is. Now, you're demanding it. Your behavior is, but your mindset, it's like you don't want to admit what you're doing. So you laugh at content creators and you clown them. And then you also say stuff like, all you do is this. Like McAfee ain't going to be nothing because he don't curse. You know, Stephen A. Oh, man, you just trying to get ready for your late night show and talk politics. You're a conservative in drag, you know, stuff like that. You know what's crazy about it? You're really telling on yourself when you say that. Let me help you out so the homie don't laugh at you. When you do a show, you do a whole show full of segments, linear cable. You got to watch it all or you better be good with your timing and jump in there when they on your topic. But digitally, streaming, you go to exactly where it is. There are markers, time markers all through this, telling you exactly where to go and what you want. So in my show, I always do four topics and then probably loosely like 10 other ones. But four big topics. I love when people say, all you do is this. All you talk about is that. And I'm like, what is that? I talk about everything. Like today, we're going to talk about Pat McAfee, ESPN. We're going to talk about FS1 and all their shows. Then we're going to talk about Marshawn Lynch and the Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll. And then we got a bonus topic we can't talk about right now. But the point is, we're going all around the world. And it's on you to go where you want to go. You get to buy your plane ticket. So it's dope, man. Good job, McAfee, hitting the ground running. So are y'all loving, liking, or hating the Pat McAfee show on ESPN? What y'all think of the transition he's made? And what do you think are the key factors to his success so far in that transition? Authenticity, the vulgarity of hearing some curse words on ESPN? Break it down in those comments. Here's another epic moment in my life growing up. Have y'all ever heard Caution, Bounce, Rock, Skate? Is you damn fool a hoorah? What you think? It's the evil side rider bumping Bounce, Rock, Skate. Not lying. I have never, ever in my life wanted to do crime, live the bad life, be a banger, gang bang, nothing. Not gonna lie, there's a weird energy that comes to me when that song comes on. I'll be like, woo, evil side rider, bumping Bounce, Rock, Skate. They from Dorsey too. Homie, shout out to all of them and rest in peace to my man Gonzo. Okay, let's talk about this right here. ProjectTransition.org. I thought I was going to go to the shows yet. I'm coming. I got to make sure you guys get a book. Get one of these books. Leave a recurring donation. Come on, man. I got to say your name next. Like I'm going to say Steven right here. Look at Steven. Got his own personalized autographed trophy book that he's going to read about my life. Never shut up. All right, let's talk about some shows right now that's talking some good talk on FS1 right now. Let's start off with First Things First, that's experiencing significant growth following a schedule adjustment. Yeah, remember they had that? Here we go again. Remember when they changed their time? And I remember hearing everybody say, I always say everybody, like everybody says, but it ain't everybody. But people are like, oh man, it used to come on in the morning. Now it's in the afternoon, that sucks. I can't watch it. Come on, Ma, Meatloaf, right? I was like, all right. And now, First Things First, hosted by Kevin Wilds, y'all know who he is, Nick Wright and Chris Broussard achieved this most watched month ever. Ever. With 113% year-over-year increase in viewership. Now, let me break this down real quick. Love all three of those guys. Wilds is the first one I knew. Yeah. Wilds was him and Jamie Horowitz. Whoa, man, they were Batman and Robin out there, right? They were just the 1-2 punch that brought us Sports Nation, that brought us First Take, brought us Undisputed. Yeah, them. Kevin Wilds right there. Kevin Wilds used to come to me and literally, when I was on Sports Nation, say stuff to me. I was like, dog, you need to do it because you better. I'm not going to do that. Like, not like I used to did it. He always just knew how to be on air, how to like make you more concise and like more targeted in terms of what your point is. So Always salute to Kevin Wilde. That's my guy. Nick Wright, y'all know. John Wick himself. That sucker looking like John. First of all, I am the biggest fan of John Wick in the world. So every time I see him, I'll be like, man, damn. Not only do I like what you're saying, but you got my movie character, man. Wick. But he kills it, right? Big brain. Seems like he remembers everything. Seems like he watches everything to remember. But he's killing it. And then Chris Broussard coming in with the biggest heart ever. You know, going to keep the ethics right. Gonna make sure you do it with respect. And then he got that twang, whatever it is, high pitch or twang. I don't know which one it is, but it sounds dope, right? So the show right now, I hear a lot of you guys say that's your favorite show. That's my favorite show over there, but I hear a lot of you guys say the same. Well, obviously by your viewership right now, must be true. So the show's been, has seen 13 consecutive months of double digit year over year growth, which each month in the new time slot surpassing the previous one. That means they rise into the top. I'ma say, keep on. They doing that. They are killing it. Okay, so let's put them to the side for now. Now let's bring on out here Colin Cowherd and Jason McIntyre's show. Remember y'all were clowning Jason McIntyre, J Mac. Ah, what happened to Joy? We ain't gonna never recover from Joy. And boo. And J Mac was always on the show on Fridays, I think, already. So J Mac slid right into that position perfectly. And the Herd tied its most watched month ever and experienced a 39% year-over-year increase in viewership. So Colin now would Jason McIntyre beat Colin last year when it was like the transition there. I don't even think Joy was there because they was transitioning, if you're saying September to September, right? So the Herd has achieved 10 consecutive months of year-over-year viewership growth despite new competition from who? Anybody in the comments? Pat McAfee. Dang it. Is they in the same slot? Yeah, Pat McAfee's show on ESPN's platform. All right, let's put him over there. All right, y'all. No, let's come on back over here, Colin and Jason Mac. I like that combination of Jay Mac and I know what y'all, everybody always think you got to be a man and a woman, black and a white. And, you know, Colin, you can't just have another dude up there. But Jay Mac come off as a real good fan. Like, I think that's the spirit he brings because Colin comes like, I know it all. I got it all, the answers. And if I don't, hey, I'm going to die on my sword. I'm going to plant my flag and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be a big brain about it and hit you. And then J-Mac just come in and be like, it's that deep for you. But for me, it's just a lot more fun. And let's talk through it. I just like J-Mac's energy on there. I see how they get together. Now, let's put them to the side. Now, let's go and bring old Speak over here. Speak. That used to be Speak for Yourself three iterations deep. And now the fourth one, which is this one, is Speak, featuring Manuel Acho, Joy Taylor, and LaShawn Shady McCoy. All right, they also set records with its most watched September ever, up 77% over a year. All right, so 77% over last year's September, when they were those three and David Hellman, those four. So now they don't move him out. I don't see him there. He does a podcast now. Who's there? I see Jones a lot. Yeah, I see Jones a lot. So, what's his first name? I forgot. That's my guy, too. Not Greg. That ain't Greg Jennings. I see him a couple times. I don't know if he's there every day. So, the article didn't mention him. Maybe I should leave him alone. All right, so Speak has seen continuous growth since its revamp with 11 consecutive months of year-over-year growth in the slot. All right, and it is showing its greatest growth since 2020. That's when I was there. Okay, all right, so I read all the articles, and I was like, damn, that's dope. You know, I am not a hater, so I'm like, dog, I wish y'all success. And I saw three of the shows get successful. I was like, you know, you ever get to the bottom of an article, you look, and you're like, why are them ads there? It's got to be something got to say more reading. You know what I mean? Nothing. They left Undisputed out. So it's interesting. Undisputed is the one show right now that is not doing as well as before. Now, before you call it sorry, whack, bum, told you, all that, they've also faced the most drastic and recent makeover of all those shows. So it's going to take some time for it to get there, which allows you to have growth, which allows you to have statistics like this that shows after the makeover, you can continue to grow. So let me give them their flowers, as I just did. All the shows are doing better not all-time highs. All-time highs, a month here, a month there, but not all-time highs in terms of the overall success of the show. Certainly not Undisputed. Certainly not Colin just yet, but September was. Certainly not Speak, but September was. First things first. They ain't a whole nother thing. And most people are saying first things first, best thing they got over there right now, true or false. I do watch the ratings here and there, and I see first things first usually 90% of the time as their number one show. Then Colin, then Undisputed, then Speak. And then Carton Show is last. They don't even mention that. Oh, they didn't mention that in the article as well. Should have started there. So here we go. As I give flowers, remember how you give flowers, guys. Remember how flowers are made. They come with the seeds. You know, they're starting with the seeds of truth and then the dirt, right? How the sausage is made. Let's talk about this. First of all, before you know anything about these shows, you got to understand how to read statistics. Okay, so you read these stats and you don't get aggregate numbers. That is great, but it also can misconstrue exactly what's really going on. So I give you an example. We have doubled our growth in terms of viewership on Never Shut Up. Yeah, Marcellus. Yeah, yesterday we had one viewer. Today we got two. You see what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Or it can mean like right now. Oh, man, our ratings have dropped in half in viewership. Come on. We lost half our subscribers. Marcellus, come on. Yeah, we went from 125,000. Now we're down to 60. What's that? 61, 62.5. Damn, Columbia. Faster. 62.5. But 62.5 is way higher than 2. You get that? Just keep that in mind when you hear things like this. Because this is how, no one's doing it with malintention. It's just how people receive it. They don't always do that. Because then people will use this as ammo and shoot at ESPN, shoot at First Take and all their shows over there, Pat McAfee, etc. Those shows over there in aggregate numbers are still doing much more. Even Pat McAfee, where they said, hey, slightly disappointed in your linear numbers, is still double, basically, what you're seeing out of First Things First, just to be real. Despite FS1 having more cable subscribers than even ESPN, as the article stated last month, which blew my mind. Okay, so to break down all these shows, basically, first things first, what works for it for me, and I'm listening to you guys at the end of this, what works, what doesn't, what's the best, what's the worst of all of these shows. For me, first things first, the best part is they're all in on it together. Like, it's not an act. It's like guys who really get along with each other that know we're here to entertain and to prop each other all up the best. Okay? I like that. That's dope. And it's a good set. Like, their set is Undisputed, Carton, Speak. They got the best set. Like, it just looks fresh, right? The blue, and I think it's a little orange or brown in there. New York, brick, something. Like, it just looks the best of all the sets. That matters. That really does. They just fit well. Then Greg Jennings is in there too. James Jones, that's his name, right? Oh God, I may have messed up work. Greg Jennings is there too a lot. I see only Greg, so I'm maybe more people are there, but I don't see it every day. Point being, that's great about the show. How do they continue to grow? I think they just continue to lean in like together. Like they almost just doing this in unison, and that's how they just keep growing. They ain't tripping. They ain't having all the like craziness. And everybody know they lane and let everybody breathe in their lane. I love that about that show. And I would tell you if I saw something crazy. But Wiles is the ultimate to throw up the alley-oop. He like, Broussard going, you know, he get his shot off anywhere. And Nick Wright, good Lord. I don't know what to say about Nick. Like, he's Steph Curry in it, too. And that's what they got. They got, like, an old wisdom and Broussard, OG vet down on the block headband, and then also can go out there and still hit the fadeaway. And then they got Nick just doing all this. You're like, all right, I heard it. That was sick. Go ahead. And then Wiles just sitting there, you know, making sure everybody in their right spots, getting the ball where they want it, you know. Sick, sick show. Okay. Also talked about Colin Cowherd's show. What's good about that show to me is the fact that Collins is going to go. And Collins the type, Collins the difference between Keyshawn and T.O. to me. And I know him personally, so I'm talking about like personally, not like their careers. I always describe T.O. as a, they both don't give a damn. Like, give me the damn ball. Like, they both ain't really tripping on you. But T.O. ain't tripping on you and won't check to see how you tripped. Keyshawn will check. He still don't care, but he checking to see what you all right? All right. T.O. just moved on. All right. So it's interesting. I look at that show like that. Like, Collins is going, he going to do it. He T.O. He like, I said it. Oh, you don't like that? Okay. Next segment. I love that about him. And then I think that Jason just gives them that proper balance, a lighter side, a more fun side. That's good to see. Because Colin can't be rigid, you know. He can be, like, locked in. And sometimes I seem like Jason unlocks that. What goes well for them? It's, like, it's bright. It's, like, glossy. It's, like, whoa, okay. Like, you know, it's the Hollywood show. You know how you watch, like, Entertainment Tonight and stuff like that? And you're like, damn, they, you know, Mario Lopez, shout out to the homie. You see him all those shows. Whatever, Access Hollywood, all that kind of stuff. And you just see him and you're like, wow. It's like real high level, high altitude, just give you the lay of the land kind of stuff. So they do that with sports. What's good with them? What helped them keep growing? Just keep going and keep, like, they more like three individual people, like three lead singers almost. Like, that's what it is. And I think what's going to happen is Acho is setting them up more than ever. He's more like, I ain't trying to flex fully, even though he still gets it off. Trying to set them up. Joy going to go. Shady going to go. So it's almost like you're looking at, like, what was his name? Not the Temptations. What was that? The five heartbeats? Like, one of them kind of things. It's like, nah, all y'all going to be the lead singer sooner or later. But they just got to keep going with that. Undisputed, I really want a better set. That's the biggest show they got. I just want a bigger set. I think that would help them out because it just looks like, first things first, looks and Speak look like, whoa. And then you look at Undisputed, you're like, oh, maybe it's because it's early in the morning. But they got the names, they got the guys, they can get it going better. All right, let me beat this up because I gave him like flowers, gave you the seeds of truth, and I gave you some dirt. Oh, you want more dirt? I shall. This is what's interesting about this one whole thing. When I read through this, and I was like, dang. You know, it was like I left the Chargers, and damn, the Chargers turned out to be 14-2. Now, they lost in the playoffs the first game, but I was like, damn. When I was there, we were 8-8. Now, these suckers 14-2. They better, right? And I look at Speak, and I know a lot of people think that in this game I'm playing, this industry I'm in, that, oh, you got to hate somebody. You got to be mad at somebody. You can't be happy for somebody. And I'm like, nah, dog, I'm just going to call it like I see it, and y'all make the judgment from there. It's funny watching Speak now, which I was a part of for two of the iterations. Remember, I walked into something, and I walked into what Jason Whitlock and Colin had. And that was old and old, right? And then I was like, old guy and old guy, right? They were just going at it. They're a little older than me. I said, call them old. And Colin left. Why did Colin leave? Two reasons. One, the schedule. Two, a lot of landmines on this show. A lot of landmines, right? Working with Jason Whitlock, you're going to have to tippy-toe a little bit sometimes. And I ain't talking about what you say. I'm talking about what's up. Oh, God, Jason, what topic we got today? What we doing today? Right? That's Jason Whitlock. So then they went, you know, Colin left. I came. And it was old versus younger. Not as old. Me. Then, now, we worked through it, and it was good. And that's when the show had its highest ratings. 2020. That's when, I think it was January 2020, right before the Super Bowl, the last month before the Super Bowl. Because after the Super Bowl, y'all disappear. Y'all go home. Y'all like, I ain't watching no basketball on no damn shows like that. So you go to TNT or something. So that was the last time Speak's been that high. Speak For Yourself was that high, and now Speak had a tremendous September and a 11-month cycle of growth, trying to eclipse what Jason Whitlock and I did. Now, bring that up, because after that, February comes, Super Bowl, y'all gone after that. March comes, pandemic. La, 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 it's never went the same. Then they go back to old versus young during, you know, the pandemic and all that afterwards. Old versus young, me and Acho. Now, y'all all been asking, I've been trying to tell y'all, and this is what it is. Why didn't we continue? Why didn't it work? Why weren't those ratings with Acho and I as high as they were with Whitlock and I? And why weren't Colin and Whitlock's ratings higher than our ratings? Let me tell you this. Why Acho and I didn't work as much as y'all be swearing, like, oh, my God, that was the best show. I was like, the ratings didn't show it. Y'all never said that about Whitlock because y'all don't like Whitlock or whatever it may be. But Whitlock and I had higher ratings than Acho and I, than what they have right now. But they are better than they were with me and Acho. Get this? So here's the thing. Why didn't it work? Because there was a role that all these shows play. Like I said, First Thing First wins because they play their role properly, perfectly. Colin is winning because Jason ain't gonna ever flex on Colin, but he knows his role and Colin knows his thing. So, but point is, Undisputed still trying to figure out those roles. Plus, they just had that makeover. You can see the struggle. Carton Show, Lord help me, I don't know. But I heard Tim Hardaway killed it, and I saw him recently, and he loved doing the show, so I look forward to seeing him more and whatever else is helping them go. But right now, the ratings are still the same. Every time I look, they still at the bottom right there trying to figure it out. So here's the thing about Acho and I, why it didn't work out. Our roles were supposedly defined, but we didn't want to play our roles. For me, my role was supposed to be the OG. My role was supposed to be the big dog, the veteran, whatever it may be. Now, his role would then now be the BG, right? The baby gangster or whatever you want to call it in the hood. The younger guy. But Acho is too talented. He's a star. I always say that. Y'all ain't going to ever twist me. That dude is talented. Now, y'all can talk about his personality all you want, and it is politics. Because look, when he came in, his politics was over here. And I was like, dog, I'm over here. Stay there. And, you know, he started to move a little different in his politics and stuff. Whatever. We all know his association with Oprah. We all know his uncomfortable conversations, etc. Y'all went through that already online. I've seen it. Whoa. But the thing is, we were different. And I embraced that. Acho didn't fully, only because his talent wouldn't allow him. He can't play like he don't know. Like, you know, if you the vet and then you talking to somebody, what are they supposed to be? The rookie? He ain't no rookie. So that's why it didn't work, because Acho was on a mission to be the star he's destined to be in terms of, right? You know, all that. Acho will manipulate a damn prompter. I mean, he would make love to that sucker. Got to salute that, right? So it just wasn't going to work because, and this ain't no Stephen A. Mack stuff. I ain't making this up. I'm telling y'all the truth. Acho was too good to be like little baby gangster. He was too good to be like that vet. I mean, like the guy got to get receipts and got to get intel from the vet. And that's why it didn't work as well. But I love our conversations. I love what we were doing. It's just the ratings. The ratings are a rig in a way. Y'all got to understand how the ratings work in some. What time are you on? What's your competition? What network are you on? What's the machinery in terms of promotion? And more importantly, how are you guys blending so that audiences can see the chemistry, right? And if you guys are fighting for different things, it shows, right? That's why the old First Things First. Remember that? Chris Carter and Nick Wright. This is doing better. And Chris Carter's a beast. And he was great at it. Nick Wright was great at it. Didn't work. So I don't like it when it has to be one is bad or one is good. And I realized that. And then when they came to me in the negotiations, it was like, we're going to do Speak different. And I was like, what's different? Lighter. Oh, so pow, bright, high altitude, flying, you know, take your shots, you know, airdrops, boom, boom, bombs everywhere, hot takes everywhere. I was like, damn, I just left Sports Nation. And you remember Sports Nation changed as all of these shows changed from Michelle Beto and all our craziness and fun and Colin and Max to like LZ Granderson and Kerry Champion and me. Come on, y'all. That's how that went. So I knew that wasn't long. I had to leave that show for that. So respect to all what they're doing over there. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. And I wanted to clear the air on how things are going, especially now when you look at Speak, which is now went from old versus old to old versus not as old to old versus young, Acho and I, to old, no, young versus young versus young. And right now, that's their winning formula. Let's see how far they go with that. So what do y'all think that's attributed to all these shows' success? Tell me your favorite show. Tell me the worst show. Tell me what you love about the show. Tell me what you hate about the show. But also, tell me what's up with Undisputed. Is it good, great, love it, like it, hate it? Where is it right now? I know it's early on them starting their reset, but let's see where they are right now. And do you think Pat McAfee's competition will ever sneak up and take the Mac out? What y'all think of that? Respect to you guys, man. Log on to projecttransition.org. Log on to projecttransition.org. Get this book right here, Never Shut Up. Leave a recurring donation. And guess what? You're not going to get just a book. Not just a book. You're going to get this. Wow. You see that? I autographed that sucker. I hook you up. I tag it, Ramo. Teach him how to tag, Ramo. All right, man. Let's talk about Marshawn Lynch. You used to tag people on that field. That boy, beast mode used to run hard. It looked that way. Well, he spoke openly. He was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. He was on Club Shay Shay. Oh, Shay Shay Shay. Talking about his past relationship with Russell Wilson and head coach Pete Carroll. When they were both, all of them, I should say, were with the Seattle Seahawks. He said, I wouldn't be the right person to speak on their relationship because I didn't funk with them. And he didn't say funk. Okay, so Lynch admitted that he didn't have a good relationship with both Wilson and Carroll. He said, I didn't funk with Pete. And then, I mean, Russ was just a quarterback for me. Now, he talked about that because everybody's curious, like, especially because Russell Wilson hasn't landed properly on his feet other than getting paid in Denver in terms of performance. So remember when they were all together in Seattle and everybody was chirping, and it's so crazy how people get it wrong. The narrative back then was jealousy towards Russell Wilson. Marshawn, Legion of Boom, all of them were jealous of Russell Wilson because he was the quarterback. He was the man. He was the savior. He was the nice guy. So all y'all that say something against him is a hater because he's the man. And I'm like, what? That is so silly. That happens to me when I talk about Stephen A. Smith or Skip. They're like, are you a hater? I'm like, dog, how am I a hater? I'm not a hater. One, I'm not a hater. But two, I don't compare myself to other people. But everything they have, I've had. The money, the shows. Like, you know, I think Mike Golick was the first athlete that I remember having the Daily Show. You know who was number two? Yeah, man. You know, all the money that these cats making now, y'all got to go back to early 2000, like 2000, 2001. I got receipts like that. Only reason I say that is because we don't, like, Lynch Mob, I know Lynch. He ain't hating on Russell Wilson. He wasn't hating on him then. Don't ask the question then if you don't want the answer, because not everybody hating, right? So he was like, dog, I respect Russell as a player and as a teammate. Quote, anything that I say is going to come off as malice or as if I'm a hater. And then that just all of a sudden handicaps how we hear the truth or his version of the truth, whatever that may be. Everybody can't contribute to the conversation because, you hating. Why am I hating? Because I'm not a quarterback? Because I'm Marshawn Lynch? Makes no sense. So I remember being in those moments back then because I even went to the game where Tony Romo botched the snap. I was covering the game. And I was like, damn. And it was weird because the dynamics, I knew the real from the fake. And I knew that everything that was said about Russell Wilson was coming from a sincere place, authentic place. And I was like, why everybody think these cats are hating on Russell Wilson? they're saying it almost in unison, and they're all in different parts of this organization or different parts of this team. The defense saying it and the offense. And they were talking in code because they didn't want to be haters. So I understood that. So now, you know, he's saying it just like it is. He says about Russell Wilson, about Pete Carroll, quote, but as far as anything else, no, there's no. You can't pick up the phone and call old boy or nothing. Talking about the relationship. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, you can't connect with them. Didn't connect with him when he was with him. Okay. So we're in this conversation, not just to break down what he said, but the dynamics of saying it. You work with somebody. You know the real on them. But they playing that role. And everybody believe that role. But you like, when they say cut, I see that. When they say, all right, camera's off, I see that. You say anything, you're the hater. It's just like the homeboy, homegirl that sees your friend's significant other in them streets cheating. And then you go back and say something without like video. And I mean like sexy red, sexy red video. Stop playing. Come on. Ray J in there or something, right? Wait a minute. If you ain't got that going, then they like, stop hating. You just mad because you ain't got no man. They're like, oh God. Like, and it's this dynamic going on that I don't like, and I will always push back. Y'all can call me a hater. You can call me whatever. I will push back and say, dog, read receipts. No. And read more receipts as they continue to pile in. But the point is, I don't hate. And I know Lynch Mob don't hate. And I wish y'all would have listened to him back then. Y'all would have heard the real, the dope about this situation. So we can't say that we want somebody to come into this real and authentic. And then when they try to give you a whiff of it, you say, can't stand that stench. A lot of people try to blame it on the ball controversy. He was mad because he didn't get the ball. Yeah. Dog. Russell Wilson for the Seattle Seahawks was not someone they believed in, the person. Russell Wilson, the player, was somebody that obviously was productive and was a key part to them winning. But y'all don't understand, on the team, they're teammates you don't know. You don't know their name. You don't know their life. You don't like them. All different pools of people. Right now, if you go up to any player and give them a team photo, I guarantee you not a single soul ever will get every guy on that photo right. Matter of fact, I'm going to up it. I say over under 5. Of a team photo of 53 dudes, I say you wouldn't get over 48. I couldn't imagine the guy that could. Okay, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick from Harvard. That's it. But the point is, I looked at these comments not to really go in on Russell, not to go in on Pete. I wasn't there. I can't do that. Can't go there and say, yeah, Marshawn. But I'm just glad that this distance has occurred between Marshawn, Russell. Now y'all see Russell for who Russell is. Y'all see Marshawn for who Marshawn is. You know he has nothing to gain from this, and he's still saying the same thing. It makes you have to convert to what he was saying then instead of him having to all of a sudden say, yeah, I am a hater, or you guys being right. Not a hater. Just kind of told you the truth. As I always say, too early. I'm not a hater. I just tell the truth too early. So why do you think they all had that beef? To me, it's just different personalities. Like, you know, Russell Wilson is more manicured than Marshawn Lynch. Just Grey Poupon versus French's Yellow. That's the mustard difference, right? So I think it's that. And what do you think is between Marshawn and Coach? Coach must have told him something that didn't come true. Usually that's when players don't like coaches. When he's like, oh, you lied, dog. I'm good. Like, you be good on them. Like, yeah, call the play. I'm good. That or the fact that he didn't give him that ball and that shine in that moment and didn't try to lie. Or not that you didn't give me the ball, but you lying about it, right? You over here trying to make up a new story tomorrow. Well, it was because of the time and the time was running out and they came out in goal line defense. I heard that. And it kind of sounded like how, you know, you hear stories like Stephen A. and Max, and you'd be like, all right, the first time you believed him. I believed Stephen A. the first time he said it, even though I knew I knew the truth. I was like, all right, that's sellable. Like, believed it in terms of like, you're going to get that out there. People are going to believe it. I believe it. Then you just kept listening. Nope. Even if you love him like I do, like everybody does, he's number one right now. You're like, wait a minute. Number two, the second version don't go with the third version. The third version don't go with the first version. The first version don't go with the fourth version. Man, stop talking about it. Let it be. So I think that may be Marshawn Lynch looking at coach like, man, will you stop talking about this damn one play and making up different reasons why you didn't give me the ball when we know that ain't the reason? Ooh, did I bring a parallel together? One of the best songs to DJ, and I hate to do it to y'all right now, is We Like the cars that go boom, Tigra and Bunny. I'm not lying. If you play that at the right time, you might lose everyone because they all going to pass out like, ah, because the bass in that sucker still roll. I don't know what they were hitting, what drum machine they had back then. Oh, but it was banging. Like, this book is banging, baby. Westside Bang right here. Never shut up. Go to projecttransition.org. Become a recurring donor. Just leave a weekly, monthly, low amount. Pennies on the dollar, whatever you can do. It doesn't matter. You support these kids, support this community. We're going to take these kids outside their locale. They're going across the world to go just visit, have exposures and experiences. So make sure you can help us do that at projecttransition.org. Stop watching this damn YouTube for free. I'm just kidding. All right, let's go into this topic right here. I'm going to get in and out of this topic right here because supposedly we already tired of this. Yes, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yes, I'm not tired of it, but I know why y'all tired of it, so it makes me tired because I'm tired of hearing y'all talk about how tired y'all are. All right, so here we go. This article talked about the growing attention that relationship is getting, and it's interesting. I don't know if they dating or not and don't care, but if they are, all right. Okay, are they dating? I mean, in today's world, you hang with somebody popular for as long as you can. That's good. That could be dating. That could not be. All right, so NFL talked about this. Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, they all talked about this. All right, so here's a few quotes out there before I beat it up. Given the interest and ratings that is bringing, the NFL and its TV partners were always going to take advantage of the sudden celebrity interest. You know, dog, I resist this, and I'm a fool for doing it. People love celebrities, and people love attention. I love people. But the attention I love is like personalized. Like, if we hanging out together, you're going to be like, yo, Wiley, crazy. That's my nickname, Wild Style. That dude. Those are some weird nicknames for somebody who's an introvert, because I'm not. I'm crazy. Like, I really go there. But I'm not trying to go there for all y'all receipts because I'm old school. Like, dog, the best Instagram account I've ever seen in my life, no lie, is right here. I protect the guilty so they all know they're good. Unless they come at me, then I, why y'all? But the point is, that's why nobody come at me, y'all, for real. My IG account up in here, I got it all. Oh my God, I've been there, seen it. And it's crazy because I'm like, damn, sometimes I'm like, I wish IG was out when I was doing all of this and it'd be out here. You know, the time I'm on stage with Outkast, who is the biggest selling rap group of all time, just declared that this week. I'm hanging out with, where that video? I got like one Polaroid, I think, somewhere. DJing for Kanye when he just still, you know, the old Kanye, as y'all want to call him. That's my point. It's all up here. Now, I gave y'all some positive stories. There's some crazy ones, too. Point being, NFL supposed to lean into this. What do you think they're supposed to do? They ain't me. They ain't like, let me just hide out because I don't did too much and nobody know about it. So let me just chill. NFL like, nah, Taylor Swift, yay. Save us from Kaepernick we had to go through and we leaned into that. Save us from Donald Trump and we had to lean into that or avoid whatever you want to say. BLM, we had to lean into that or avoid. Like, all NFL was getting ragdolled for a few years there by everybody. Politics and everybody's belief system. And now Taylor Swift is in the building and all she do is sing songs and People over that too. Y'all can't be happy one way or the other. Y'all gonna find a way to complain about the NFL. So everybody's talking that craziness about it right now. So Travis and Jason on their fabulous podcast, New Heights, talked about it as well. They say, I think it's fun when they show who is all at the game. I think it brings a little more to the atmosphere, brings more to what you're watching. But at the same time, they're overdoing it. They're overdoing it a little bit for sure, especially my situation. I think they're just trying to have fun with it. Okay. Jason finished it by saying, I just think the NFL is not used to having celebrities come to the games. Basketball has it figured out. They're all courtside. They're sitting there. You show them once or twice. And then they get back to the game. Okay. Now they say that. It's not like, here's another quote. It's not like Swift was shown after every play or anything, but 17 shots of the sweep, as the Kelsey's later said, is indeed a lot of cutaways. Could it be 10? Yes. Could it be 25? Yes. He's saying basically they kept showing that sweep more than they were showing them damn passes. They wasn't showing the game at all with all that. Okay, so the NFL responded to it. NFL had to respond to this because they're like, look, we frequently change our bios and profile imagery based on what's happening in and around games as well as culturally. The Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce news has been a pop cultural moment we've leaned into in real time as it's an intersection of sport and entertainment. And we've seen an incredible amount of positivity around the sport. Thank you, NFL. Call me a company man, but thank you. Golly. It is a pop cultural moment, admit that. And it's a positive one if you stop hating. It ain't the other one. The last ones we had were racism, right? slavery is a plantation. The NFL's a plantation, slavery plantation. Like the NFL been through it, y'all. Like, it's okay. It's okay, breathe. Let the NFL be. Let them highlight some pop singer. And she hanging out with their star, future Hall of Fame tight end. And let it be. And then the NFL finally buttoned it up by saying the vast majority of our content has remained focused on the game, our players, and a variety of other initiatives, including, since y'all had NFL in the same position as me. All you want to talk about is Skip and Stephen A. Marcellus. NFL says this. Well, we got a Toy Story Fun Day football alt cast. We got international games. We have more. Y'all watching that? Y'all talking about that? No. They ain't even talking about Toy Story. You're talking about Taylor Swift. People always telling themselves. That's one thing I know. My coach told me that. He said, if you want to know about people, listen to them. They telling themselves. Even through them bitching. Even through them complaining. You can tell. Like, oh, man. My wife always said that. When she says something about somebody, she said, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want that. I was like, why are you mad then? She said, what you mean why I'm mad? Because I don't like it. I was like, so why are you talking about it? You don't like it. You usually go around giving energy to stuff you don't like and talking about it? You stupid. Man, y'all better leave me alone. I ain't got time for y'all negativity. I ain't got time for y'all negativity. And the NFL doesn't either. So y'all agree with the coverage? Does the NFL get celebrity camera crazy? Yeah, I give you that. But they should. To a point, I don't know. Do you agree with that this is a pop cultural moment? I do. And do you think most NFL fans want to be rid of this story or shall it continue on? Stop acting like you want to get rid of something and then you realize, damn it, that was fresh. That's like everybody who ever goes into their closet. Like, I'm giving away all these old shoes. Ooh, them Jordans too? Yeah, I ain't wore them in 2 years. I'm going to keep them. No, I'll give them away. Well, you ain't going to wear them. Look at them, they scuffed. Okay, I'm giving them away. Soon you give them away, what's the first thing you say? Damn it, why I get them Jordans? You better think ahead. All right, fungo some comments. Yeah, I'm supposed to be at a lunch soon. Bro, if this is about Deion. If Deion stay and get the right players, he could build something like saving that Bama. Bama didn't kick off till I think the third year. Oh, definitely he could stay there. Definitely he can make Colorado a destination. He does not have to go somewhere and carry the torch. He can stay at Colorado and light it or relight it. All right. Somebody else wrote, I still ride with Jason Whitlock too, but we beefing. I know, it's crazy. Like, I don't hate anybody. It's hard. You say something I don't like. Why would I hate you? I hate what you just said at most. And maybe I just disagree with it. But like, dog, Whitlock and Deion, me and him, when I'm off. Like, dog, leave Deion alone. You wrong on that one. Don't die on that hill. But Whitlock ain't dead to me. Now, y'all probably like, you got more to talk about. That's what it is. Okay, CJ Stroud. When should we I guess you said, when should be, you need to take the C2 test, damn it. Ray, you're right. When should be examining who invented the test and what the purpose of the test was, and if the test translates to today's football. Test is probably outdated, similar to leather helmets. No, the test is kind of new, damn it. Oh, I ought to read your comment. I should have known by that. All right, let's get to Brady versus Belichick. Bill is who we thought he was. He ran Brady out of town. Bill wanted all the credit. You got it. Now take credit for these L's, partner. That is a good one. I can't lie. He wanted him out of town when Jimmy G was Jimmy G-ing. Not right now. So it was a different time, but I understand what you're saying. People underestimated Brady's leadership and him being the guy that keeps the locker room together. Facts. No one would have tolerated Belichick if Brady wasn't in the locker room. Facts. Aaron Rodgers BS. Thank you for referring it as jokes. Skip and Shannon get sensitive when Rodgers talks about Pfizer and stuff. We're all different, so I'm not going to judge them for getting sensitive because, you know, if your heel is, oh, care about you getting a jab or not, and pharma and Pfizer, I don't think you got kids. Like, oh, Skip and Shannon, you sure? They ain't got kids. You got kids, you ain't over here talking like that about no damn vaccine. All right, last one. Mr. Know-It-All just mad he ain't dating Taylor since he went to her concert and tried to shoot his shot. Oh, I forgot Aaron Rodgers tried to shoot a shot at her. Interesting. Damn, he jealous of Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce do got it all. He does have every box checked. There's only one other player that I ever met that had every box checked like that. Girls used to love him, too. His name is David Ben. Look him up. 20-year long snapper. I call him ODB. Went to Cal. Looked like a model. Oh, he dated Pam Anderson. I forgot that. Told you he checked every box. I forgot that. This dude was fresh. You know, when you got the homie, just like, every one of my homegirls, they all in line, dog. Like, what you doing to them? Shut up. He asked my teammate, shut up. So that kind of love. All right, y'all, you know how we finish every show with a Wileyism. Yeah. If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. Ooh, say it again. If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. And I was looking for, I was like, damn, I ain't never been changed by something that wasn't challenging. I ain't got it yet. I'm still thinking. Like everything, and challenge doesn't always have to have a negative connotation. Like, I think there's some positive challenges. Like, ooh, my spelling bee. Oh, I just got chills. My spelling bee I had. And then the first time I had to take this academic decathlon test, all these nerds like me, we all had to go to the school and take tests against each other. And it wasn't even SAT. We were like in the fourth, fifth grade or something. I had hives. I was so nervous. And that was a challenge and a positive one, right? But it changed me. It let me know. I immediately knew as a youngster, it's some smart people out here, way smarter than me. So let me close the gap between them and me. And let me widen the gap between me and my dumbass homies over here. Don't even want to study. Talking about starter jackets. Shut up. Okay, it's fresh. How long are we going to talk about your jacket? You see these feelers too? No. Man, come on. They fresh. Let's go. Let's go. 50 states. What's the capitals? Let's go. Kansas. Man, Lotto. Elise. No, Topeka, damn it. So we used to just get into fights like that. I was a nerd fighting for nerddom. Oh, man. But things got to challenge you, good or bad, ugly. I don't know. It just got to make you change. Get out that comfort zone. Get out that normal space, right? Make you take a step, overreach, stretch out them hamstrings, as they say. Coach, like, you striding, stretch them out, baby. You got to do that in life, man. You got to be challenged in all things we do. Because if it doesn't challenge you, I ain't going to lie. Keep it simple, y'all. It won't change you. All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More Too is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dad Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.